Okay, we're on Mem Zion and Mabez. We're about 10 lines up from the bottom. Just one mucker that I didn't get to read yesterday that I mentioned it quickly. On the top of the Amid, we had said, She'ein min ha'kol zocha adam lilmod. And the Rabbi Yossi had said, you can only learn from somebody who you want to learn from. And that's why the Gemara said you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the three reasons why one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. For Talmud Torah, for to find an Isha, and for Parnasa. So just related to that, I mentioned that it's a huge sugya about somebody wants to go learn, especially when it comes to Talmud Torah and Kibbutz Avaim. So I just wanted to read the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Reish Mem, B'Shem the Trumas Hadashim. Talmud Sherotzeh L'Lechus L'Makom Acher, Shehu Boteach, Sheyira Siman Bracha B'Talmudo, Lefnei HaRav. Shesham. Right, a Talmud thinks that that's where he can learn the best. Va'aviv mochebo, l'visha doeg, shebosa ir ahob dekochavim ma'alilim, or other reasons that they think that he won't be able to learn properly there. Eino tzarech l'shmol la'aviv bazeh. So at least the Shulchan Aruch here paskins that it's Talmud Torah, and that would win out or be the greater value in this case. So again, it's not Ken Paskin just from that Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot that goes into it. But I saw the Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, in Bereishis, Siman Mem. He has a whole piece on this when he talks about how Yaakov Avinu was away for 22 years and the 14 years, whether he wasn't Mevatel Kibbutz Avaim, only the years on the Derech. So it said, what about those? Was there a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avaim before Matan Torah? How does this relate to this issue of our Gemara, that in Eimin HaKol Zochadam Lo Mode, and was he Bevato really Kibbutz Avaim in that situation? Okay, just for your own benefit, if you want to look up that marker. Okay, so now we're up to Hanu Dichri, about 10 lines up at the bottom. Hanu Dichri Da'asu L'mavrachta. Remember, we were just talking about Chefsei Nachri, whether Chefsei Nachri a Kodesh Visa or not. We had a machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel, right after the two dots on top, had said, Chefsei Nachri ain't Kodesh Visa. Chefsei Nachri are not Kodesh Visa, and the Gemara had, who is this like? And it ended up saying, according to Shmuel, that really, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Chefsei Nachri are Kodesh Visa, because if Chefsei Hefsker are Kodesh Visa, surely Chefsei Nachri. What about, but Shmuel said, Ishita, according to the Rabbanan, that even according to the Rabbanan, that Chefsei that don't have that sheet, don't agree with Rebbe Meiri by Chefsei Hefker, but they agree by Chefsei Nachri because of Gzeira. They might have agreed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri because of Gzeira. That was the Havamina Kamash Malan, that even the Rabbanan agree, hold that Chefsei Nachri are not Kodesh Visa. So he said a sheet within the Rabbanan. And then Rabbi Yochanan said that Chefsei Nachri are Kodesh Visa. And he paskins like the Havamina of the Rabbanan, right? Gzeira Bailim to Nachri also Bailim to Yisrael. Okay, so it was the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. So now related to that issue about Chefsei Nachri, whether they're Kodesh Visa or not. Hanu Dichri da Asu Lamavrachta, there were some rams that were brought by non-Jews to Mavrachta, Sharulahu Rava, Libanay Mechuza, Libizbin Minayu. Rava allowed the people of his city, which was Mechuza, who happened to be in Mavrachta at the time when these rams came, on Yantif, he allowed them to buy these rams that were originally from some other place. These rams were brought from within the Tchum, wherever they were from. That place was within the 4,000 amos of Mavrachtos. That's why they were able to get there. It was within that Tchum. But Mechuza, where they were going to, that was outside. That was outside the Tchum. So now they were going to take it to a place where originally it wasn't within the Tchum. The Rishonim point out that it must be that they actually also weren't buying. Right, the word says, "Lemid." He allowed them to buy. What are we talking about? Yantif here. So it must be like the cases we had at the end of Masechta Shabbos that they agreed. They know each other. It's a Nachri Makiro. You're not saying the exact amount. You're going to pay after Yantif. Either way, that you're allowed to make a deal without violating any of those halachas of Mekach u'Mebkar. So Amalei Ravina Rava. Ravina says to Rava, who allowed this? My daitech. Why do you allow it? Damar Yehuda Mar Shmuel Chefsi Hechri Ein Kodesh Visa. Why? Because Shmuel had said earlier on our Amid that Chefsi Hechri are not Kodesh Visa, and therefore it goes by whoever owns it, and therefore these Jews are going to now own it when the Bnei Mechuza take it and buy it in Mavrachta. They're going to be able to take it back to their city because these Chefsi Hechri originally were not Kodesh Visa at Bein Hashmashos. But for Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, look Rabbi Yochanan. But whenever there's machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan argued. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chefsi Hefker Kodesh Visa. And when we just say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chefsi Hefker are Kodesh Visa, Gzeira Bailam Denachri Atu Bailam Yisrael. Even though Chefsi Hefker might not be Kodesh Visa according to the Rabbanan, but Chefsi Nachri are worse, Lamaisa. Because we're gozer that if we allow these chafatzim not to be kodesh visa, that people are going to say even chafsi of a Jew are not kodesh visa. We don't want that, so we're gozer that chafsi nachri are kodesh visa. So how can you say that the Rabbi Yochanan says they are kodesh visa? So Rava retracted. Hada amar Rava lizdavnu lebnei bavrachta. You're right, the bnei mechuzah can't buy it because that's not in their tchum when you go back to mechuzah, but the people mavrachta themselves can buy these. The kula mavrachta leditu kedalat amos, because at least for the bnei mavrachta, the whole city is like dalat amos. Rashi here compares this to the case of the beginning of the perek, the original Mishnah Memalef, where you, if somebody, even if somebody taken outside the tchum and put into a boat, put into a new deer or a sar or a chatzer, Rabbi Gamliel paskins lekula, right, because that's a new tchum and therefore we get the dalat amos. So here too, the chafatzim were taken out, as the Gemara said earlier, ba'ones, and therefore they have that status of going out ba'ones, and therefore they would have the whole dalat amos of the new city. Okay, that was a continuation of the issue of chefsei nachri. Why don't you say halacha kedivrei hamekel? So again, that, first of all, whether konish visa or not, sometimes it's l'chumra, sometimes it's l'chula, depending on the case. But again, I think that we apply that principle, halakha d'vermeko be'erev and ba'ava, where there is no misora otherwise. If there's a certain misora, a certain rule that might override it, then we would not say that. So again, you're saying, but maybe we didn't have a misora about Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. I guess the assumption is that we had that misora. I guess that, according to Ravina, we had that misora. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia, second to last line. Rabbi Chia said over a braisa, Cheirem Shebein Tchumei Shabbos. You have a body of water between, at least the way Rashi understands this Gemara, a body of water between two cities, and half of the body of water is within each of the Tchumen. The east side is within the Tchum of one city, the west side of the body of water is within the Tchum of the other city. And Cheirem or Charam means a fishnet. So you have this fishnet in the middle of the water. Rashi says Cheirem Mitzudas Dagim Umafsik B'mayim Maintain Beis Tchum and Shabbos Ayaras. So it's in the middle. So each city wants to take water from this body of water. But the problem is that this water that you're about to take might have come from the water on the other side that was there from before Shabbos. Tosfos quotes Rashi also. Rabbi Tam just gives a different shot of what the word charim is. It says lashon vehechrim Hashem lashon yam lashon charitz. Charim just means the body of water. You don't have to say it means the fishnet. So Rabbi Tam on the fourth line of Tosfos, just third line of Tosfos, just says that's what it means. It means a nekam mole mayim. Either way, you have this body of water between the two cities. So what's the halacha? Says this brisa that Rabbi Chi is quoting. Tzarech mechitza shar barzel lahafsiko. You need an iron wall in order to be mafsik, meaning you can't, right? You need to put an iron wall into the water in order to stop the water from crossing over. Whenever the Chazal want to say that there's a very strong wall, they say, mechitza shel barzel. That's like the strongest. We had a Maseches Brachos. If you daven properly, even a mechitza shel barzel, you know, shari dmos, even a mechitza shel barzel is not mafsik between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Brisa, that's what you have to put there. In other words, because you have to be worried about this water that comes from the other tchum, from the other side of the body of water. So let's talk about what's going on here. So Mechayechalei Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina scoffed or laughed when he heard this brisa. Right? So the question is, why was he scoffing? Why was he laughing? My time, Kamechayech, why was he smiling? Why was he so upset about that? This brisa can't be serious. Ilema, we're going to have a couple of possibilities. Four altogether. Number one. Ilema mishum de tani lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lechumra. Is it because this brisa seems to be going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that the water is chefsei hefker? Let's say, right? Eventually it's going to be picked up, but let's say it's chefsei hefker, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that chefsei hefker are not kodesh visa. So he Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The brisa holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lechumra. The iu svira leker abada lekula. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says chefsei hefker are kodesh visa. That's why you wouldn't be able to take it because it's coming from the other side. Why he holds they're not kodesh visa. Karabada lekula. Remember we said a couple of days ago that you couldn't just say alach kedivrei meikol be'erev and alach kedivrei meikol Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You needed both because sometimes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is machmir. So that's why you had to say both stadim. Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to show you even neged the rabbim, and Allah is like the Rameko because sometimes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is machmer, like in this case. So is that why he didn't like the brisa? That's why he laughed, because the brisa holds like one sheet that he holds like the other sheet. Tremendous yisod, the Gemara is telling us. Just because he holds like the brisa holds the das hamachmirim, he holds the das hamekilim, so he laughs at them. He laughs at them. That's mechayachalei. That can't be. That's not. You could argue, but you're not mechayachalei. Right? This is the Sharm Mizan Balacha says clearly. He quotes other makoris related to this that though if somebody has a different a shita than somebody else, somebody's machmer, somebody's mekel, that we're never supposed to look askance and look at the other person. Oh, they're being machmir. Oh, what machmirim. Or just the other way. It depends. Everybody has their own challenge. Which one is harder? You know, oh, those Makilim, what are they doing? And then so he says, Aval Kain he derech b'nei Adam. Shemisha machmer kois ala meiko. What is he being so meiko for? Okay, this is what you have to do. Or if you're being meiko, like, oh, those, what are they doing? Or we should make a machayich ala machmer. So it's, this Gemara at least says in one direction. Again, sometimes we have to tell both sides. People who are sometimes too machmer or meiko, it's their prerogatives, wonderful. They feel that this is what they want to do in their avodas Hashem. But chas v'shalom to look either to the right or to the left and be mechayich on them. So I like to quote the Mishnah and the Gemara in the first parak of Yevamos. The Mishnah says there that Beishami Beishillel had tremendous machlokos about very important halachas regarding Yisurei Kares, regarding Yibum, when do you have to do Yibum, when do you not have to do Yibum, certain cases. So says the Mishnah on Daf Yigimel on the base that even though afal pi she'elu osrim ve'elu matirin elu postel ve'elu machshirin lo nimnu beishamai milisa nashim mi beis hillel v'lo beis hillel mi beishamai, they still married with each other even though they had a tremendous arguments about certain halachos which related to mamzeris, which related to kares. This is machlokas whether they told each other about it or there was the Yerushalmi siyata d'shmaya. It always worked out that they never married somebody who they wouldn't have holded that shita. But either way, they did marry. And then the Gemara on the next daf on Yudal and Mabez says it even stronger. Even though they argued, Bitsaros, about co-wives, Vahachios, Beget Yashan, Safik Eshazish, Megar Zish of Lanam Abapuntaki, all these machlokos, Bekesef, Beshava Kesef, how much money do you have to give to get married? They had tremendous machlokos about everything. Lo Nimnu Beishama, Milisar Nashim Beishilal, Volo Beishilal Beishama, even though one was always Machra, one was always Mako. To teach me that love and friendship was always prevalent and always amongst them. But that's the yisod of the line of this Gemara. That, just because they were machmir and he was mekel, he's going to be mechayich on them? No, chas v'shalom. He could argue, but don't be mechayich on them. So that is why it couldn't be that pshat. That's why he was b'chay. So we have to go to a different pshat. Ella mishum detanya. That's what Achbaron point out. Maybe the whole issue should get off the ground. What about Breira, which we discussed a couple days ago? We're talking about an issue of midrabanan here. It should be midrabanan according to Tchum and midrabanan. So what about Breira? When you take the water, say this is the water that I was meant to get at the beginning of Shabbos. Achbaron discussed it. That we discussed that a couple days ago. Breira tonight and tonight. So Ella, but anyway, second possibility. Ella mishum. Why was he upset that he says, "What do you?" The Rishon said, "You had to put a mechitza shel barzel." No. Ella mishum. The Tanya Naros Amoshkunu Mayinos. I know Nari correctly called Adam. We had 2 days ago that when you have moving rivers or flowing springs, then they're not kona shvisa. You can't be kona shvisa when you're moving. Right, we brought this up when we spoke about the Okeanos. So if it's always moving, so that's why this body of water is always moving. That's why he was. What do you mean? How can they be kodesh visa? So again, here there's nobody that says that it's kodesh visa. That's why he was bechayich. So says the Gemara. What do you mean? The dimav bechunasin. Maybe we're talking about here bechunasin. We're talking about where it's not moving. The Ritva here says really the dimav means vaday. I mean it's not a vilma. That's what it has to be. So vaday. We're talking about bechunasin where it's not moving. It's gathered. It's a pool. It's a pool of water. It's a lake that's not moving. So again, so back to the kashuf. So why was he mechayich? What was he upset about this brisa? So ella mishum, a third possibility, mishum dektani tzarach mechitza shal barzel lahapsika. He was upset about the lashon. He says, "Oh, you need this very strong iron mechitza in the water to be mafsik." Why did he require that? Umayishna kanim delo. Why wouldn't he allow mechitza of reeds in the water? The aili behumaya, because water would be able to get in. Shal barzel nami aili behumaya. What do you mean? If you have a metal sheet in the water, water could also get through there. Even mechitza shal barzel. Why? Look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Mechitza barzel nami aili behumaya. Mitatoi from underneath. Right? Even if you stick it in, the water's going to get underneath. Why don't I machitza yutvachim? You're sticking one in that's yutvachim deep. That's the machitza we're talking about. Volmati adkar kasamayim. And it doesn't go all the way down. Right? You would say 10 tvachim, and then you would shoot it down halachically. So the water's going to get through. So if you're worried about something coming from the outside of the tchum, so even if it's metal, that's not going to be better than a reed machitza. And then he adds, vafilo magas adkar kasamayim. Even if you build it, okay, you don't hold of the halachic wall. You build it all the way to the bottom. Even if you put a wall all the way to the bottom, to the sands, water's going to get through the bottom still. It's not a hard surface on the bottom of the ocean, right? Or bottom of the lake. It's still soft. It's efshar. So what's he emphasizing that you have to put a mechitza shel barzel? Is that better than a mechitza shel kanim? So if it's so, that's a third possibility of maybe why he was machayich. So Gemara answers again, no, but dilma tzarach ve'in latakana ka'amar. Maybe that's the point. He says you have to put a mechitza shel barzel, meaning in order to stop the water. And even if you do that, it wouldn't work. So b'melo, you're stuck. And you can't use the water. Maybe that's what the Brisa means to say. That you have to put a mechitza shel barzel, and even that's not going to help, and therefore you're stuck. You're not able to use that water on Shabbos. So again, so what's he bothered by? So finally, the fourth and accepted idea, Ella, you see, all of these have an Ella. Ella always means there's a new idea in the Gemara. So Ella, Mishum, Dekal, Hushi, Kilu, Chachamim, B'mayim. The answer why he was mechayich is that the Brisa seems to try to be very machmir, that it's, you know, you need this real serious wall. No! What do you mean? The Rabbanan were very mako when it comes to setting up a hanging mechitza over water. Right? For the reason we'll talk about in a minute. But they were makos. Therefore, what do you have to be so serious about this mechitza? Kid Rebbe Tavla, as Rebbe Tavla discussed. Debay minei Rebbe Tavla me Rav, as Rebbe Tavla asked Rav, Mechitza Tluya, Mao Shetatir Bechorva, can a hanging Mechitza be Matir Bechorva in a Chorva? That means on dry land for our purposes. Amalei, in Mechitza Tluya, Materes El Bamayim. Mechitza Tluya is only Matir Bamayim. We had this case where you're trying to get water from outside your window, but the window, the water is in at maybe a karmelis. You want to make it into a chizal yachid. So what you're going to do is you're going to set up outside your window. You're going to set up three sides. You're going to create an enclosure. Therefore, you're going to put your pail down through that enclosure to get the water. So when is that allowed? That's only by water. It was a kula that we said by water. And that's why lamaskana. That's why Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina was mechayich, laughed or scoffed at this brisa because he said, "What are you being so serious about? A mechitza shel barzel, we're makel by mayim." The question is, why are we makel by mayim? Why are we makel by mayim? That we haven't discussed yet. So the Rashba and the Ritva both quote a Ravid. Where Smoko quotes a Ravid, shot number one, there are two opinions really. Number one is the Ravid. The Ravid Zal, Pirish Mipnei Shehein Amukin Yoser Meyaser. Water is deeper than 10 Tvachim. Velo Kanu Shvisa Lamala Meyasara. Doomdim Ba'avir Ninhu. Ah! You know why we're makel? Because in any case, the water that you're taking up from the ocean is above 10 tefachim from the ground. The ground is all the way down. And because of that, it's like it's only ba'avir, it's above 10 tefachim anyway. That's the shita of the Ravid. That's why we're makel b'mayim, and not like on the ground, because you're above 10 tefachim when you take the water. Asks the Rashba and the Ritva a number of questions on this Ravid. The Rashba has three, the Ritva has one more. So number one, he said, well, first let's finish the Ravid. V'lo amru, mayim al-gavi mayim, Hainu hanachasan ela inyan akira v'hanacha. If you remember, we had at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos. What if you put water on top of water? Is that a hanacha? So Gemara there, they spoke about if you put a nut in water, if you put water in water. So the Gemara there had said if you put water on top of water, it is a hanacha. So what do you mean? So what the Ravid says, if it's on above 10 tefachim, it's still a hanacha, you still an akira when you take it. Says the Ravid, no. V'lo amru mayim agami mayim hainu hanachasan ela inyan akira v'hanacha. It's only regarded a spot on top regarding those halachas of akira v'hanacha. But for Ilkas Tchumin, you would say otherwise, that it's above 10, and therefore it's not Kona Shvisa. That's the sheet of the Rabbi, why we're Mako by Mayim, because it's above 10 Tzvachim. Ask the Rashba three kashas. Number one, Ve'inu Bechuver, Chada, Taman Lemelon, Taha Becherim, Amok Be'asara. Who says it has to be about deeper than 10 Tzvachim? Maybe it's less than 10 Tzvachim. Maybe it's shallow water. Who says that's what we're talking about? Question number one. Question number two. V'od, v'imishim ha'zim into mashkia kelov. Sometimes when you put your cup into the water, even if the top surface is above 10, you're going to reach down and get from below 10. Number two. Number three. V'od, v'behed yamina la'el, liklu shvisa bokiyanis. Remember that we had the possibility earlier that maybe the rain should be kona shvisa in the ocean. That's for sure above 10, but we still suggested that you should be kona shvisa. Three. And number four, the ritvayas, which may be the strongest kasha. We had a couple days ago the whole sugya of Yesh Chumen L'malam Me'asara or Ein Chumen L'malam Me'asara. So why did the Gemara prove it from this Gemara? If this Gemara is all based on Labala Me'asara is a Kula, so the Gemara could, the Ritva says, the Gemara should have proved it from here. So that's why the Rashba and the Ritva both reject the Raivit. The Raivit again is the pshat that we're making because it's above 10, says the Ritva, V'hanachon shehikilu b'mayim mipnei hatzorech sheyesh alasakno. Basically, it's Ein Breira. It's Ein Breira, you don't have a choice. Not Breira, as we said earlier, but Ein, you don't have a choice. Meaning, this is a way that people have to live. They have to get water. U'pa'amim sheish bar b'shdei chatzeru z'gzisra alamayim. V'hu torach godol la'asos b'chitz alamata. It's impossible. V'kivichu matzui tadir hikilu. Because it's something that is always matsui, you can be makel. Vasu mechitza tuliya ki'ilu hi mechitza gemur shal barzel. You'll read this out at the home. To habidur rabbanon veheim amru veheim amru. Remember, we're talking all about an issue midur rabbanon here. So once we're talking about a rabbanon, you can say heim amru veheim amru. Can you can never say this about a daraisa? It's difficult Shabbos. It's so early on Friday afternoon. Okay, you can come back a little later. Chas v'shalom. The rabbanon can never say because it's impossible. You know whether the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say it's you're walking outside on the snow. Let's say the snow outside. So you're going to walk in the snow and you're going to smush the snow. You're going to be molded. You shouldn't be able to go out of your house on Shabbos. Efshar. No, what's the most that you're doing? The most that you're doing is a derabanan. You're not doing it with directly, and you're doing it's probably a derabanan a molid. So once you're in the world of derabanan, the rabbanan could say if it's an impossible situation, so then you could be mako because hey mamru, they created this a derabanan, so they could say it doesn't apply in this case. So to hear hey mamru, hey mamru, this comes up a number of places where it's an impossible situation. That's what this is based on. It's impossible because people have to use this water. So hey mamru, the hey mamru, it's a derabanan. I just saw the Chazon Ish makes it unbelievable. Ha'ara, that if we're talking about Tani Reb Chiya here, Reb Chiya is the one that's quoting this Braisa, and we just explained Heimar Veheim Amru. If you look back on Daf Yud Zayin, Amid Beis, where that was the issue of Tchum and Daraisa Darabanan, Reb Chiya holds Tchum and Daraisa. Reb Chiya holds Tchum and Daraisa. So you can't say, according to him, Heim Amru Veheim Amru. Because if he holds Tchum and Daraisa, so it's not a Darabanan. So either you have to say that Reb Chiya is only quoting this Braisa, but it's not really Reb Chiya Shita. A or B, that's the sheet of the Ravid. That's why the Ravid doesn't say Heim Amru Veheim Amru. Because he knows that Reb Chiya and Yezayin of Vez holds, right? Reb Chiya there had said, Tani Amri, Tani Reb Chiya, Lokin Aleir Vitchum in Dvar Torah. That's what he says, Tani Reb Chiya, the same Tani Reb Chiya that we have here. So the whole Rashman Ritva are based on Heim Amru Veheim Amru, the Chazunish just makes the Ara, maybe it's not so passionate because Reb Chiya holds it, himself holds it is Da'oraisa. Okay, two dots. Lachachamim Omrim. Remember the Mishnah we had a couple of days ago, Memham and Aleph. The Mishnah said, if somebody's sleeping at Bein HaShemashes, so then what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says he is Kone Shvisa, meaning like 2,000 Amos, he has all around him, he's in the middle of nowhere. The Chum say, no, you only have four Amos. Only have four Amos. And then Rabbi Elazar said, you're in the middle of those four Amos, you're in the middle, you have two in each direction. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can go in any direction you want. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda who said, no, you can go in any direction that you want, you have four Amos, and Tanakama who said you have four Amos. What's the difference? Rabbi Lazar is the different Shita. He said you have four Amos, you're in the middle. But the Rabbi Yehuda says you can go, you have four in any direction. Isn't that the Shita of the Tanakama? Amar Rava, Shmona al Shmona Ikibinayu. No, the difference is whether you really have a diameter of eight Amos. Because once you pick a direction, once you go to the east, four Amos, can you now go back to your original place of Shvisa and now go to the west? Four Amos? That's the Machlokas. According to the Tanakama, which is which? The Rabbanan Savre, you have four to all sides. Tanakama says you have a radius of four and a diameter of eight, a circle of eight to walk around in. Again, let's say if you weren't Kona Shvisa, or let's say this apply if you're outside of Tchum. If you're outside of Tchum, you have a circle of eight Amos to walk in. Tanya Namihachi, Lord Rabbi Yehuda says you only have four Amos. Tanya Namihachi, Yishlo Shmona Al Shmona, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, which is the sheet of the Chachamim, and the Mishnah holds, you really have a circle of eight Amos. V'yama Rava, machlokos lahalech. The only machlokos, whether you have four or eight, is to walk there. That's the machlokos. Aval taltel, divrei kol arba amos in tfelo. But to be metaltel, and everybody would agree, you're allowed to be metaltel in four amos, and no more than four amos, not in the eight amos. Some achronim point out, this must be a drop less than four amos, because you're not allowed to carry dalan amos in Rishas Arabim. You're in Rishas Arabim, so don't wait yitchum. So a little less than four amos, you would be able to carry, and not tfei. That's what some achronim point out. Period. Next. Vahani dalan amos heichak siva. where is the makor for these four amos? What are these four amos? So the pashas of the Gemara is talking about what the context is. When you walk outside your tchum, or you were not kona shvisa, what's the makor for four amos? That is the usual. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Interesting. The Torah quotes in the beginning, Shin Sadek Vav. The Torah quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was telling the Bnei Yisrael about the man, he said to the people who went outside the tchum this following pasuk. Kidatan yeshvu ish tachtav. This is going to be the makor. We're going to darshan it in a minute. You know, everybody stay where you are. Everybody stay where you are. Al yetze ish mimkomo. So he said that pasuk to the people that you can't go outside your tchum when you go get the man. And but what are the two parts of the pasuk? Shvu ish tachtav al yetze ish mimkomo. So the Bisharat Zion, he quotes part of this tour. Bisharat Zion, the Chavetz Chaim in the beginning of Shin Sadek Vav, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as the makar, Shvu ish tachtav, mikan shekol adam yishlo arba amos b'chol makom. Everybody has four amos in any direction. Afilu yotzeh chutz l'tchum, umodin l'chol, okay, etc. Says the Sharat Zion, and this is the pshat of the pasuk. Shvu ish tachtav lo osin sheyasu l'chutz. The people who went outside the tchum already, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shvu ish tachtav, you can't move. Val yetzeh yishmim, and that you're free of four amos. Val yetzeh yishmim komo, the other half of the pasuk, lo osin shelo yotzeh adayin lo kot. People who didn't go outside the tchum yet together. So then he says, don't go out. Again, the man wasn't going to fall that day. It was Shabbos. But he said, don't go. So Shvu ish tachtav, those who already went out to go look, then he said to those people, you can't move. You have four amos. And then Yetzi Yishvim Komo is referring to the other people. Doesn't it apply that this is d'oraisa? It applies that it is d'oraisa. The concept of tchumin, could be, it's an asmachta. You can always say it's an asmachta. You always say it's an asmachta. But that also might be your question, of doesn't it sound like a zaraisa, might be what led the Rambam to do what he did. Because the Rambam here not only learns this halacha of going chutz l'tchum dal amos, but the whole concept of carrying dal amos versus rabim he learns from this pasuk. Maybe that's why, because he feels maybe the pasuk, if it's just for tchum and it's not like zaraisa, he paskins drabanan, at least by apay mama. He paskins the yud beis mil's zaraisa. But it sounds like zaraisa. But if you look at the Rambam in Perek yud beis halacha tezvav, the Rambam says, "Mutar la'adam l'taltel versus a rabim b'toch arba amos al arba amos yehu omid b'tzidan." Not talking about tchumen. Within dalat amos, you're allowed to carry. V'yishlo l'taltel b'chol ha'maruba shel hazeh, you're allowed to carry in this whole square. Uba amos shelo modin, which we'll get to. Again, remember we discussed in the past: is there a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to carrying dalat amos in rishus rabim? Right, the Rambam here says, "Mutar la'taltel b'rishus rabim b'toch dalat amos." What about Chatzis Shir Asa Minat Torah? I'm a close Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lachash, usually Paskin Rabbi Yochanan Asa Minat Torah. Asa Daraisa, it says Daraisa, you just don't get Onshin. Right? So what about Chatzis Shir? And Rashi says in Mesech HaShabbos that this even applies to Malachas of Shabbos, right? It applies to Borer, Major Machlokas, but assuming that this applies to Hilcha Shabbos, so in the past we mentioned the Chilik of Chatzis Shir versus Chatzis Malacha. Chatzis Shir versus Chatzis Malacha. If you eat a half a Kazayis of Treif, so you did a chati shir. You did the aveira. You just didn't do the requisite shir in order to get you a punishment. If you're borer a half of an amount of a grogeris, so then that's also a chati shir. You did the malacha with a chati shir. Or if you carry out a certain amount, only half the amount that you have to carry out. But let's say if you do an akira without a hanacha. So that's part of the definition of the malacha. You only did half the malacha. You didn't do a chatzis shir. So too, that might be what the Rambam holds, right? Against, like others, we saw between the Raiva, that might be other Rishonim, that it might be also to carry pachas b'kashir. But the Rambam here says it's mutter. It might be because there's no chatzis shir here. It's chatzis malacha. If you don't carry dal amos, you did nothing. So says the Rambam continues, where do you get this from? Dal amos. The whole dal amos concept. When we peek Kabbalah Amru, Shezeh Shenemar Batorah, Shvu Ishtach Tav, Shli Talta Chutz Lamruba Zeh, Ela Beruba Zeh, Shukamidas Orach Adam, etc., which we'll get to in a minute in the Gemara. So that's the Rambam takes this makar, which the Pasha of the Gemara uses it only for dal amos when you go Chutz L'Tchum. He uses it for the concept of carrying dal amos in Rishus HaRabim. That is the sheet of the Rambam, which is not Pashat, because there are many we show in him that say that the concept of carrying dalat amos in Rishus HaRabim is a halacha l'moshe misinai. We discussed this in the Tzaddiks in Masechah Shabbos. Maybe I wasn't here, maybe Menachem did it, but again in the last summer. But again, many say it's halacha l'moshe misinai, carrying dalat amos in Rishus HaRabim. So the Rambam says based on a pasuk, there are nafkaminas, whether it's a pasuk, whether did you give onshin for halacha l'moshe misinai? So there are nafkaminas, what the makar is. But that's the Rambam extends this idea to Dalet Amos. There are also, there are other halachas of Dalet Amos throughout Shas that some of the Rishonim relate to. The Rush here quotes that maybe this also relates to the concept of Kinyan Dalet Amos. We know in Maseches Bava Metzia in the first Perek and in Maseches Gittin at the end, there's a kind of Kinyan Dalet Amos. If you put something within my Dalet Amos, I'm Kona it. right? Or if I see something on the ground that I'm about to get it, it's within my dalamas. Mishnayos in the beginning of Bessiah say, but then you come in and zoom in and get it in front of me. Is my dalamas already kona? So the halacha is, it is kona. Though the Gemara there seems to say it's a kinyan derabanan. So the leisel in suya, you don't have people to fight. If I'm about to get something and you come in and swoop and get it, so that's, Chazal said, we don't want that, so they made it a kinyan derabanan. Which, but it also works for gittin. If you put a get in the daladamas of a woman, that also might be kinya daladamas. The Mishnah says at the end of gittin. The question is that a kinya drabanan which has a chalos daraisa? There's a pnei Yeshua there at the end of gittin and daf ayin ches which has no. Maybe kinya daladamas is daraisa for gittin because it's din of a nasan biyada and you put it into her rishus. Either way, we see the concept of daladamas applies to a number of contexts. Here, the pashas of the Gemara is that this is the marker for Dalet Amos, that a person has Dalet Amos when they walk outside their tchum. That's their Rishus. They have Dalet Amos. The Rambam extends it to the concept of walking Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim. There might be other ideas of Dalet Amos that are connected. Again, some of them are Durabanan, but they're still connected and to this sugya. Anyway, so where do we get it from? From this pasuk. So Dalet Amos, how do you know? Shvu ish tachtav. So you have to stay in your place. Shvu ish tachtav. You have to stay a man tachtav where he is. But the Gemara darshan's kitachtav. A man gets to say kitachtav like what's under him, meaning like how long he is. Vakama tachtav, how long is a person? Gufo, shalosh amos. His guf is 3 amos long. The ama, because they literally yodav araglav. We give him another ama. If he's lying down on the floor and he's 3 amos long, we want to give him another ama to stretch. So he stretches his arms, he stretches his arms up. So that's 4 amos. That's another ama added on because we assume an ama is like from the elbow to the end of the middle finger. That's an ama. So that is. That is four amos. Yeah.
The tchum we're talking about is the first 2,000.
The first. What do you mean? The first 2,000 amos outside your city, and once you go outside that 2,000 amos, you only have 4 amos.
Right, no, the second 2,000, the one that you can establish with an eruv.
The one you can establish with an eruv.
Is derabanan.
Most assume that the concept of eruv tchumen is derabanan. It's machlokas, but
so,
yeah.
So Rabbi is arguing of the. On this tchum or on the
Rabbi Akiva argues on that tchum, the 2,000 amos one. He even says that's daraisa. Most don't pass in that way, but the larger tchum of Yud Beis Bil of 24,000 amos, that the Rambam and the Rif hold that's daraisa, even though the smaller one is drabanan. So how do you know you have 4 amos? So the first way we dash in the pasuk is that your guf is 3 amos high, and you get 1 extra ama for stretching. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer gufo shalosh amos va'ama. No, your guf is 3 amos. I guess from the and va'ama you get an extra one kadesh yitoch kefetz mitachas magalosav omani atachas merashosav. If you're lying down in your square that you have left for Shabbos, and you want to reach something, and you put something from under your head to under your feet, or vice versa, that requires an extra ama. So that's why we give you 4 amos. My binayu, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? Binayu, arba amos mitsumsamos. Are these mitsumsam narrow amos, or do you have a little flexibility in terms of how you measure these dalet amos? If you have to stretch, the shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is a little more flexible. And that's the difference between the two shitas. Interesting Tosfos here. Tosfos in Gufo Dalet Amos, Gimel Amos. Right, the Guf is 3 Amos. Tosfos asks that in the first parak of Bava Basra, there's something called Hezeg Re'ia, that you have to make sure that you can't see into your friend's Rishus. Right, that's called Hezeg Re'ia. You're going to damage him by looking in. Is it an issue of Tzniyas? Is it an issue of Ayin Hara? The Gemara, the first daf of Bava Basra, talks about it. So the Gemara there says, to block your Hezeg Re'ia, you have to build a wall that's 4 Amos high. But Agamar says your person is only 3 amos tall. So Tosis says, why do you need a wall that's 4? Just have a wall that's 3 amos high. That already blocks your vision. So says Tosis, first the answer, V'yesh lomar, t'pamim she'ish gabshush samach lakosal. No, there'll be a little hill, a little mound at the end of your yard you'll be able to stand on. Or maybe you'll stand on your tippy toes, Tosis says. U'pamim nami shem ambiyo akeva v'omen alesbos raglov. Right, so that's what you got to make sure to you don't want to be put in that situation. So that's why you got to build it a little higher. Dalet Amos. Va'od, or Tosa gives another opinion, which is an importance. Many Rishonim have discussed this. Hadam Rahacha Gufo Gimel Amos Hainu Below Rosho. Does Gimel Amos of a person include the head or not? So Tosa has suggested maybe it doesn't include the head. So that's why you have to have another Amma for Hezek Re'iyah, because you're going to be able to see into your friend's Rishus. So that is a big sugya, whether the head is included in this 3 Amos measurement. The end of Tosa's at the end, the last 5 lines of Tosa's, asks from a Gemara we had earlier, the Shear Mikvah. We learned that the Shear of a Mikvah is Amma al Amma, Barum, Gimel Amos. Right? What's the Shear of a Mikvah? 40 saw. It's 1 by 1 by 3. What do you mean 1 by 1 by 3? So how is a person going to fit in? We say that's the minimum amount Right? If the head is not included, your head's got to go into the mikvah also. So Tosfos has two possibilities. Either when you go in the water, though, the water goes up. Maybe when you go in the water goes up, and therefore it's going to be above, you're going to get, or it's going to bend, or your head's going to bend. Tosfos said this in Shabbos as well. Maybe you're just going to bend down, or you'll be able to do it. But it's a major machlokas, haposkim, machlokas we've shown him, whether the head is included in the three amma measurement. Is it a machlokas in Metzias? So maybe it relates to the following. Rav Sternbach, I saw last night, has a... in Rav Moda Muzmanim, he has it in Simon, in Gimel Reis Samachay, he has a large footnote related to the sugya of Shiurim. Right, the big machlokas haposkim, going back 300 years already, when we say, you need to share of a Beitza, the share of a Kazayis, whenever we say, Chazon Ishir, or Chaim Noah Ishir, where do all these Shiurim come from? It says Kazayis, it says Kabeitza. The big sugya is, have eggs gotten smaller, Bizman Hazeh? Do we have smaller Beitzim than they had 600 years ago? Do we have smaller Kezeis than they have 600 years ago? That's the big issue, and that's why the Chazon Ish always has larger Shiurim. I guess sometimes they're Chumr, sometimes they're Kulis. It's just larger. Just larger Shiurim because of this issue, because of he thinks that it's Katnu HaBeitzim. And if you say, you only need a Beitza, but our eggs are smaller. So that's why, do you have to double the eggs? Rav Sternbach has it in the concept of Kezeis for Achilas Matzah. That's when Lamaisa comes up for all of us. How much Matzah? You have to have those cards. You don't have to have those cards. Whatever, if your minhag is to have those cards. So that's what that's the discussion in Shiurim. So there he relates, he quotes all the Achronim, it's a beautiful footnote related to, do you double it? He quotes the Tzlach, the Nodabihuda, in the Tzlach where he discusses this. Tzarech Lomar, either our thumbs got bigger or the eggs got smaller. Again, very interesting footnote, but there he quotes this machlokas we've shown him. Regarding Amos, have Amos gotten bigger or smaller? That relates to the machlokas we've shown him in Erevin, whether the head is included in the three Amos length of a person. Yeah, but that's the sugi meaning. So it might not be a machlokas in mitzvah. Even if whatever the machlokas is, we don't know what they mean. So is it a machlokas in mitzvahs? It's a good question. But usually we assume that it's not. Just a question of how to measure the amos. Okay. So that is the two ways to interpret the pasuk about shvu ish tachtav. Continues the gemara. Amalei Rav Misharshi lebrei. Rav Misharshi told his son. Yesterday we had a whole day about Rav Misharshi trying to find the makor of one of his statements. Now we have Rav Misharshi says to his son. Ki ailus lekami de Rav Papa. When you go to Rav Papa, ba'aminei, ask him the following question. Arba amos sha'amru. When we say that there are four amos that a person has outside the tchum. Ba'ama di de yahavinan lei or ba'ama shal kodesh yahavinan lei. How do you measure the four amos? What kind of amos? Is it his own personal amos? Meaning, let's say you measure from the elbow to the edge of his finger. That's an amos. You measure based on how tall or short he is personally. Because after all, we're talking about how many amos to give him. So it could be that if you measure somebody small, we're going to mention this in a second, if he's very tall, it's going to be very difficult for him. So it would be logical, says the Gemara on the one hand, to measure personal, subjective amos, or amos shel kodesh. No, amos that we use in the Beis HaMikdash, objective amos. So, and says Rav Misharshi, and I'll ask him the following kasha, no matter what he answers you. If he tells you that it's objective, use the Amoshel Kodesh. Og Melech HaBashan Matahei Alav. Right? What about what's Og going to do? If you measure the usual, Og's not going to be able to move if he goes outside the Tchum. Obviously, we mentioned a couple of days ago, so it says Og. Doesn't really mean Og. The drasha last week was about Og. Okay, remember, Og comes up all the time. And if you say, and it goes subjectively by his own personal, so Emalei, my time alok tani, Gabe, why didn't it say this in the Mishnah in Kalim? Where it says, Yesha amra kolfi mashu adam. There it has a whole list of things that go by the objective size of a person. How much, toe rest does the coin take? It depends how big his hand is. There are a couple of things that go, a couple of halachos, that go by how much, by subjective. How much is malilug mafi yom kippur? How much food do you have to eat for an eriv? Right, it goes by how much each person does. So if it's personal, it should be on that list. So kiyasal kamid Rav Papa, finally he came to Rav Papa and asked him the bomb kasha, and he asked him a kasha either way. Amalei Rav Papa says, if you're so medayik and you go crazy about every little tiny word, you know, you won't be able to get far. You won't be able to learn. Lo olam ba'amadi day yavin alei. Really, you do go by the subjective measurement. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? Why isn't it in the list of the Mishnah in Kalim? No, because it's not always. Sometimes you don't go by the personal measurement. Why? Let's say somebody has very short limbs. Somebody has very short limbs, so to get a measure for him, he's not going to be able to move. So for somebody who has very short limbs, so then you're going to go, even though most of the time by a regular sized person or larger, you go by his personal amos, in this case, you'd go by the objective amos, and therefore, that's why it's not in the Mishnah, because there are some cases where it doesn't apply. Period. Rabbi Shashi started to teach you some lesson about what? About being medayik in every tiny little... Again, I think there's a balance. I don't think he's saying that you shouldn't have an Ian shear. I don't think that's what Rabbi Shashi is telling us. I don't think he's saying, but again, you have to have a balance. Ali has to be ma'ayin into everything. You have to spend time and crack your head over a Gemara for a week. But again, there's a balance of, I guess, not be, you have to know when. You have to know for a marabayim. You know, when we're supposed to be medayik and when we're not supposed to be medayik. He was saying, don't be medayik in this Mishnah because there's a good reason not to be medayik. That's all he was saying. Two dots. Hoishtayim, because of the Moshe of Joseph, remember the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah had said, a couple of people went outside their tchum. And three people went outside their tchum. The two outer people, their four amos overlap with the middle guy. And the middle guy overlaps with the outer ones, but the outer ones don't overlap with each other. So the halacha is that the two outer ones could carry into the middle guy and vice versa, but the two outer ones can't overlap. And Reb Shimon gave the mashal. Oh, it's just like the three houses that go into each other, and chasers that go into each other, and they go out to Rosh Hashanah. So lamale lameimar lamade verdome, what's the chiddush of that mashal? What's that mashal adding to the Mishnah? So hachi ka'amru Reb Shimon l'Rabbanan. Really, Reb Shimon's arguing on the Rabbanan. Why? Because he says this, like this. Michti l'mada radome. Reb Shimon says, what is this case like with the three people by the tchum? What's it like? It's like a three chatseros that are open to each other and open to the street. Why do you agree with me here that the people inside the chatseros could carry, at least in the middle and the outer one, but when it comes to chatseros, you don't agree, right? As we'll see, Bezrom tomorrow on tomorrow's daf, you don't agree by the chatser case, by the marshal that I gave. You only agree by the three people. You don't agree by the three chatseros. So why not? What's the difference? For Rabban, and the Rabban would answer him, no. Hasam afshi diurin, hachalo afshi diurin. No, the difference is Rabban would say, where there's a lot of people involved, there's much more chance of slip up. There's much more chance of going into the next rishus, and that's why they wouldn't allow it there. Three people, they're going to remind each other. That's why it won't be a problem. Remember back all the way in daf gimel. In Meseches Erevin, we had two opinions, two lishnas about is it better or worse. We had a mavui versus sukkah. Is it better or worse when there are a lot of people there or only one person there? Maybe a lot of people, they're going to remind each other. Maybe a lot of people, nobody's going to take care of it. And only one person will take care of it. As I gave the mashal about a pot that belongs to everybody is always cold. Right? So that's what the gemara there has two days, whether it's better or worse, whether one person or with many people. Shai Machitzono says, so the Mishnah said that the outer people could make an Erev with the and go into the middle one and the middle with the outer ones. V'yamai says the Gemara, why? Keep it the Arviluhu Chitzonos Badiyam Soas, Arviluhu Chada. Once the outer ones combine and become one big happy family with the middle one, so why don't you say all three are one big happy family? They're all joined through the middle one. 2 days. Amar Rav Yehuda kagon shenasa emsos eruva bezu beeruva bezu. First day, Rav Yehuda says no, because the eruvim, where were the eruvim placed? They were placed in the outer ones, so that's why you can't. They're not mitzurif. Rav Sheshes Amar afilu teimashas eruva emsos. Even if you had put both eruvs in the middle one, but kagon shenasnuhu b'shnei batim, you put it in two houses in the middle chatzer, and that's not good enough to be mitzarif them. Says the Gemara, "Come on, to Beishamai. This you going like Beishamai? Titania, Chamisha Shagabas Eruv Adasu B'Shnei Kalim. Five people who got together and put the Eruv in two different Kalim in a Chatzer. Beishamai over an Eruv, Ein Eruv Eruv. Beisol over an Eruv and Eruv. Beishamai says it's not a good Eruv. So he asks the Gemara, Rav Sheshes is going like Beishamai, because Beishamai is the one that says it's if it's two separate places, it's not Mitzurif. So the Gemara says, no. If you look at my Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel would agree to this halacha, because Akan Lakamar Beis Hillel Hasam. When does Beis Hillel say it would be Mitzurif even if it's in two different places? El B'Shnei Kalim Vayis Echad. If it's in two Kalim in one house, that's where he says, okay, it's a good Erev. Abba B'Shnei Batim Lo. But if it's in two houses, even Beis Hillel would agree it's not Mitzurif. So we have two deos, Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Why you can't say all three chatzeros, all three people are one big happy family? So says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Ravi Lo Ravashi. Rav Yehuda kasha, Rav Sheshes kasha. I have a kasha on each of these opinions. Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Yehuda kasha. Rav Yehuda is a kasha. Rav Yehuda was one that said the what? The Amar Kon Shenasanem. So I say Ruva Bezu Beiruva Bezu. Rav Yehuda was one that said you don't say it's all one big happy family because you put the chatzeros by the outer people. But 1 second, says the Gemara. The Kiva De Erva Emsos Bahadi Chitzona. But once the middle one makes an Erev with one of the outer ones, even if the Erev's on the outside, they're like one family together. So you still should be one big happy family, because now he's acting on behalf of both of them, and he's going to the other side, so it still should be one big happy family. Kasha, and according to the other opinion, I also have a question. Rav Sheshes, who said that even if it's in the middle, but because it's in two different houses, it's not good. According to Rav Sheshes, even the middle place you shouldn't be able to use. The opposite kasha. According to Rav Yehuda, everybody should be able to use all the places. According to Rav Sheshes, nobody should be able to. Because it's like one person, because outer one on the east side has a share in the middle section, but he's not one happy family with the other one on the west side, so you should say nobody's able to carry. Because the east one asers the Rishus on the west one, and vice versa. So Amalei Rav Ashi, Lola Rav Yehuda kasha, Lola Rav Sheshes kasha. No problems according to either shita. Rav Yehuda, lo kasha. Rav Yehuda is not a kasha. The question that we had asked Rav Yehuda, why don't you say it's one big happy family? Because the middle one makes Erevs with the outer ones, and they dafka didn't make Erevs with each other, the two outer ones. No, that reflects their das that they don't want to be one big happy family. Because they dafka didn't make Erevs with each other. That's why Rav Yehuda says you can't carry in all three. Rav Sheshes, lo kasha, and according to Seth, Rav Sheshes also says it's not a kasha. Why? What was the kasha of Rav Sheshes? He should say nobody's able to carry because each one of them has a place in the middle one. You should say that because they didn't make one big Erev, so then each outer one asers on the other one. Says the Gemara, no, it remembers Yiron LaHakel, Yiron Yiron LaHachmir. Rhetorical question. The whole concept of combining Rishulios is to be Mako. We're not going to say it's worse if they did it. So without doing anything, that each would be able to carry in their respective Rishus. So now that they did this, they did it with one side, you're not going to say it's worse. So that's the answer for Rav Yehuda and for Rav Sheshes. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's shiur was Zecher Nishmas, Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemya, and Chaim ben Tzvi. You didn't think I'd get through Amud Beis. I didn't think so.
Why would somebody...
It's alluded to in Chumash.
Alluded to.